T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The first presidential debate is tonight. We have the story.
A new coronavirus testing strategy for the state of Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. You may want to grab the jacket on the way out the door this morning, but you likely won't need it this afternoon. Our fall forecast is coming up here in just a few minutes.
After much anticipation, the first presidential debate takes place tonight in Cleveland.
Tonight's clash in Cleveland between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to be one of the most highly watched presidential debates in U.S. history. For Joe Biden, his debate plan is simple, driving home the point that the November election is a referendum on President Trump. For the president, his goal is to use the debates to make the point that this is a choice election and remind voters what he's done and explain what he'll do that's new in his second term. The moderator for tonight's debate, Fox's Chris Wallace, is expected to cover a range of topics, including the economy, the Supreme Court, and the coronavirus pandemic. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
And you can hear tonight's debate here at 8 p.m. right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced a new statewide coronavirus testing strategy.
The goal is to better coordinate public and private testing, which could help the state respond better to new cases.
This kind of testing will be available in at-risk congregate settings, such as nursing homes, correctional facilities, and schools, especially if contact tracing has proven difficult.
The governor says this strategy will help healthcare experts determine where the virus exists. She says that this could eventually lead to the full opening of schools and businesses. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council is reviewing its economic development policy to give more incentives to small businesses. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
Redoing our formula for what we give for incentives when it comes to economic development so that it is more likely to target small businesses and not just, you know, those whales, those really big businesses that we usually go after.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. Police in Garden City are investigating the death of a 23-year-old man at a motel as a homicide. Officers were called to the Sunflower Inn Sunday morning and found Alec Cantu dead on a floor of a motel room. Police say Cantu's body showed signs of trauma, and it was apparent an altercation had occurred in the room. Before Cantu's body was found, officers responded to a call about an abandoned vehicle in the Arkansas River. Police say the car was registered to Cantu and had been vandalized. The investigation is continuing in Garden City. President Trump is looking to increase COVID testing to try and reopen schools. Fox's Mike Emanuel reports.
The president has sent a letter to governors laying out his plan to provide 100 million rapid COVID tests to states free of charge.
50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities.
In the Rose Garden, President Trump highlighted expanded COVID-19 testing, sending them out to states with a recommendation that they're used to test teachers and students to reopen the nation's schools. President Trump did not take reporter questions today. Undoubtedly, they would have focused on a New York Times report on his taxes. The Times reporting that in 10 of the last 15 years, Mr. Trump paid no federal income tax, and in 2016 and 2017, he only paid $750.
President Trump calling the report from the New York Times fake news. KNSS News Time now, 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Last night on Monday Night Football, it was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. How did that turn out? Well, we'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
More than 1,500 Kansans did not have their votes counted in the August primary because their mail ballots arrived too late. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted of the Morning now, the KNSS Morning News. 7:07 here on a Tuesday morning. More than 1,500 Kansans did not have their votes counted in the August primary because their mail ballots arrived too late. But many of them were uncounted because voters didn't mail them on time.
Uncounted ballots from two of the state's most populous counties indicate that most of the problem was people mailing ballots too late to get the required August 4th postmark, but it is unclear whether the late ballots were mailed after the election or whether there was a delay at the post office. Weekly data analyzed by the Associated Press shows a drop-off in mail delivery time in the district that covers most of the state, including Wichita and Topeka. On-time delivery of first-class mail dropped from 93% at the beginning of July to around 88% the week before the election. The district that covers Kansas City and the rest of far eastern Kansas saw on-time delivery drop from around 91% at the start of July to 87% in the week before the primary.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez reporting. Some voters in Georgia will try to pick a new member of Congress today.
Seven people are running to fill the remainder of the congressional term of the late John Lewis of Atlanta. That term will end come the new year, and there already are people running for the seat for the next Congress, so a winner today would serve for only about 3 months, unless none of the seven candidates wins an outright majority, in which there will be a runoff in December. Lewis died in July after serving 34 years in the U.S. House. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Another reason you can't believe everything you read on social media.
The mask mandate in Mississippi remains in effect, but a letter circulating on Facebook that claims to be from the governor's office says it's been abolished. As a way to combat the misinformation, the state's emergency management agency responded on its own Facebook page, saying the letter is fake. Mississippi's mask requirement has been in place since early August to curb the spread of the coronavirus. It's due to expire on Wednesday unless Governor Tate Reeves extends it, which he's done several times already. The letter contained a portrait of the governor and his forged signature. Pam Husso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Watch out in traffic today. We've still got some bridge and road construction that's going on. It's been slowing for the last couple of days. It's definitely been slowing things down northbound on I-135 starting at about Kellogg. Things start to get a little bit slower there, so watch out. This road construction still going on. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing really nice. It's a little bit chilly out there, but looks like it's going to warm up a bit today, maybe, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Steve, we're just in that time of year. I jokingly told somebody, you know, I feel like it's that time of year where you can definitely notice how chilly it is outside during those overnight early morning hours, still while you're inside. I'm sure somebody's heating system has kicked in by now. With a lot of us kind of waking up pretty chilly out there in the 30s
and
40s.
You're right. You're right. We got that, you know, that smell that the first time that furnace kicks on, and you have that smell that comes out of the furnace, that particular odor.
Kind of makes me kind of nervous. Yeah, that first time. Is the house burning down? Like, oh, no. It's just getting colder.
Right,
it's okay.
Right.
But also that time of year where, you know, jackets in the morning and then ditch them during the afternoon. Make sure that we grab those long sleeves this morning because we will need them. Now, here in Wichita, I just took a step outside not all that long ago. Things aren't too bad. Yeah, chill in the air, but it's definitely bearable. Still worthy of a jacket, though, at least something light. 76 by the time we get into the afternoon, though. So turning pleasant, seasonable under mostly sunny skies. Winds a little bit on the breezy side, but not all that strong. So overall, pretty nice day ahead for our Tuesday. Sky staying clear tonight. Not as chilly waking up early tomorrow morning. Starting to notice not only an uptick in our high temperatures tomorrow, but our low temperatures as well. So we'll start off our Wednesday at 51 and then warm up all the way back up into the 80s with a high of 84. Sky still staying mostly sunny. Late in the day and during the evening and overnight hours, cold front tracks through, tracking north to south, not seeing any rainfall from it, not really seeing a whole lot of cloud cover either, but we will feel the change, going from 84 Wednesday down to 70 degrees Thursday, and skies still staying sunny and temperatures still staying fall-like in the low 70s all the way through the rest of the work week. Saturday, another disturbance rolling through, bringing us a few more clouds, 10% chance of a sprinkle shower, but that's going to be the best that we'll be able to do. It does look like things continuing to stay mainly dry out there all the way into the first full week of October with those temperatures staying in the 70s. Right now, we're at 44 degrees. There's that chill, northwest wind at 8 miles an hour. Skies virtually clear out there. Pretty nice sunrise in progress right now. And the air still feels pretty dry with a dew point of 35. Oh, and a wind chill of 39, even though winds are pretty light, still feels a little bit colder than those actual temperatures.
Last couple of mornings, I've deemed it necessary to put on my little light jacket to come to work. But still, it's very nice out there. It's nice.
Me too. Time for, hot tea, hot coffee in the mornings. I know a lot of people already drink coffee, but
today is
definitely tea.
By the way, today is National Coffee Day, so enjoy.
That's right. I'm celebrating with my bottle of water since I don't drink coffee.
Since you don't drink. Whatever. All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN
You're
Storm
welcome.
Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:12 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And the Wichita Police Department, in collaboration with Sedgwick County Juvenile Services, has created a WPD Juvenile Intervention Unit. WPD says this newly created unit consists of a police sergeant, two police detectives, and two juvenile intervention officers. Youth who offend at a young age are more likely to become chronic and violent offenders as they age, and the best opportunity to intervene is as early as possible. Wichita police say because the first contact is often the police, they are in a position to be most helpful. JIU staff will coordinate with child welfare groups, schools, treatment providers, and youth organizations to more effectively help Wichita's youth. The focus of this specialized team is to proactively address youth involved in gangs and illegal behavior. And I'm not sure how long this has been in the planning stages, but obviously we had recently, within the last few weeks, we had a rash of people being shot and killed and young men involved in part of our town and our city. And you know, you got to get them. You got to intervene with these kids when they're young and get them on the right track. This is a good, you know, if they can save two or three kids every year from going to a life of gangs and violent behavior, I think it'd be worth their while. But we do have people in this town, in this city, the police department, and the Sedgwick County people. They're ready to try to help. They don't want to go out there and investigate these homicides and these gun violence with the kids and other violence, of course. Not just gun violence, but other violence as well.
Yeah.
And the kids, they want to try to get those kids on the right track earlier in their life if they can. All right, we've got the debate tonight. It's going to be on at 8 o'clock Central Time, and we're going to carry coverage right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And yeah, it might be interesting because debates heard on the radio are different
than
what you see on TV. We go back to the debates.
Kennedy and Nixon.
Kennedy and Nixon in 1960, where everybody said on TV, Kennedy looked better. Nixon looked like he was sick, really, on TV. His color was bad and what's are. But on the radio, they said it sounded like they were either equal or Nixon won.
Right.
So we'll see. Tonight we're going to have that debate on, and the moderator is Wallace from Fox. And I'll tell you what, Chris Wallace, I'll tell you what, I've done one of those. One. I don't know how many years it was. It was been 15, 20 years ago. And I will not do another one. I will not moderate a forum or a debate. Sorry. I think I did two of them, actually.
Mm.
And they're just, it's a thankless job. you know, at some point, you just have to be ugly with the people and say, okay, your time's up. You know, and then everybody gets they get annoyed at you for butting in. So, you know, that's, yeah. I wouldn't do it. Well, you know, if they pay me about, you know, maybe $1.5 million like they're paying Wallace.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And I don't know what they're telling. I don't know what they're paying. But it's not enough for me to get involved, frankly.
Wow.
I was going to say, if you're getting the kind of money that they get at that level, you're probably going to do it, even if you hate it.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, if you're a journalist, you have to be right down the middle. But there are times when the journalist who is listening to this knows they're listening to a bunch of crap and they can't say
Time aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
You got politicians on his own. And somebody answers, oh,
doesn't
whoa,
matter
whoa,
who's
whoa,
talking.
That was a dandy, but you can't say it. You got to keep going. Anyway, it should be good. I mean, you're going to debate in Cleveland tonight, and we'll have the debate on right here on KNSS coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. So be listening if you're interested there. 7:16 now. Coming up on 7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. It's sports time with Dad Chambers this morning, and we had Monday Night Football with defending champion Kansas City Chiefs in action.
That's right. Defending champions and all, but they were coming off of a really close win where, against the Chargers, they didn't really play their best. And they were facing one of the best teams in the NFL on their own turf in the Baltimore Ravens. The Chiefs had to be at their best to win, and they didn't do any holding back. You heard it last night right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Chiefs holding the Ravens on defense.
5:44 to go in the game. Chiefs 34, Ravens 20. Third and 14. Well, the Baltimore Ravens now at the Kansas City 21-yard line. Snap right at the belt of Jackson. Being harassed, Frank Clark takes him down at the 31-yard line. Another loss of 10. Back-to-back sacks by the Chiefs defense, resulting in a loss of 18 yards on Lamar Jackson.
And the Chiefs pouring on the offense, this one sealing it late.
27-20 Kansas City. They have first down and goal to go at the Raven 2-yard line. Make a handoff, short roll, throw back left, wide open, Eric Fisher, a tackle eligible, Eric Fisher, the fish, jumps out of the pond and goes into the sweet nectar of the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City on a tackle eligible to Eric Fisher.
Mitch really liked that one. Of course, the tackle pass in football, you don't see that too often out there. Kansas City was dominating at times. The Chiefs got a 34-20 victory in Baltimore. Mitch interviewed offensive tackle Eric Fisher during the post-game show.
When you heard the play call, when you knew Coach was going to call it, what were you thinking?
Well, I didn't think Coach was going to call it once we were down a lineman today. And then when it came in the huddle, I don't know, man. I blacked out a little bit and I just did what I did and the rest is history, but for Big Red to dial my number in that situation, and trust me, it's a memory I'll have forever, man. There's a lot of ups and downs in this game, and that was for sure one of the ups.
So there we go. Offensive lineman tasting the sweet nectar of the end zone. Chiefs are 3-0 now with that 34-20 victory in Baltimore, and they return home for a game Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead against the 2-1 Tom Brady-less New England Patriots. Good news for the Chiefs last night. You can tune in tonight at 7 o'clock on KFH for the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Of course, just a day after their big win at Baltimore, but that's preceded by some special programming. Last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, there was some special programming at 6 o'clock, the WSU Coaches Show with Shocker volleyball coach Chris Lamb. Normally, there would already have been a few of these shows in 2020, but AAC volleyball has been moved until the spring season.
We have been 5 straight weeks of no positives, knock on wood. We tested again today. The team's been really compliant, and I have friends that say their teams have been compliant, but yet positive tests just show up, so you just don't know what you're going to get. But if you get a positive test, then, yeah, that person's going to be out for 14 days, and maybe anybody else that they feel has been, you know, unprotected near them.
So what we're doing really there is just kind of catching up on the state of Shocker athletics, and there's more on the schedule. That starts tonight at 6 o'clock. Voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, will be joined by WSU Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and Shocker Assistant Athletic Director of Outreach and Staff Development, Brent Chemnitz. So that's going to be at 6 o'clock over on KFH tonight. Royals shortstop Alberto Mondesi named American League Player of the Week for the final week of the regular season. in a stretch where he hit a major league best 16 for 26. That's hitting .615, Steve, in over seven games. Mondesi is the first Royals player to win the award in 2020. He was also perfect on defense over that stretch in his 30 total chances at shortstop and turning five double plays there. The arena empty, but the shouts of joy from the bench suggesting the triumph of winning the Stanley Cup in a bubble was no less sweet last night for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They defeated the Dallas Stars 2-0. That caps off an NHL playoff staged in a quarantine in a bubble during the pandemic. 22-save shutout for Andrei Vasilevskiy was enough for the Lightning to get their second championship in franchise history. Congratulations there to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They hoist the greatest prize in all of sports, Lord Stanley's Cup. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Newspapers editors urge Senate to ignore the Barrett nomination. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.